We should have a bell, and I just want to say an extra thank you to the people who made that happen. A church proclaims our presence in the community, and I feel like hearing that, I think, look out, Seacoast, look out, world, we're here. So it's good. Thank you. The church calls us to worship. The church reminds us who we are. Years ago, I first walked through the doors of Arlington Street Church in Boston. I had been searching for something I could hardly name. I was in my late 20s and in an okay relationship and in an okay job, but I felt lost. There was a numbness that tugged at my life back then, a perennial sense of mild disconnect. I wanted more. I wanted a sense of belonging and purpose. I wanted adventure in life and freedom and beauty and love. So I went to church. I put on my faded blue dress with flowers. It was my favorite. I loved that dress. And I jumped in my beautiful, battered pickup truck, and I went to Arlington Street. There was a guest preacher that day whose name I don't remember. Her sermon touched on a song that was on the radio a lot back then, Joan Osborne's What If God Was One of Us? Remember that? It went, "What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home, back up to heaven all alone." There was something about that service that told me I had come to the right place. I wrote in my journal, as I've told you before, that I wrote that I had finally found a place where I could explore the contents of my heart without having to check my mind at the door. I went back faithfully every Sunday, and it changed my life. Week in and week out, I returned, with the steeple bells marking my arrival as I walked up the stone steps. The church helped me find my way. Each week, I touched down into the deeper beauty and purpose of life. Each week, I became more intimately connected with the values and the love in the depths of my own soul. Whatever happened during the week, however I went awry or astray, on Sunday, I returned. And it changed everything. If someone made a movie of my life, they could make use of one of those filming tricks whereby the colors at the beginning are faded and kind of out of focus, and over time they become vibrant and etched in sharp relief. The church saved me from the devastation of a half-lived life, and I am forever grateful. Maybe that's part of the reason I love church bells so much. Maybe that's the reason the sound of them touches me so deeply. I hear them and I am filled with gratitude for my own life and for all that it can be. I'm reminded of what is whole and good and beautiful, and I am called back to presence. We rang the bell after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary. I rang the bell after the Supreme Court's landmark ruling, the one that made marriage equality the law of the land. After Sandy Hook, I was racked with grief, overcome by sorrow and anger. A crowd of us gathered in the churchyard one night for a silent vigil, and we lit candles, and we prayed, and we bore witness to what had transpired. We said with our actions, "This is wrong." The lives that were lost were sacred. A sacred bond, the tie to those children, to life, and to their families has been breached, has been violated. Many of the ministers in town gathered, and we agreed that we would toll our church bells 28 times to mark each life that was lost. At 9:30 in the morning, exactly a week after the tragedy, bells rang all over town and all over the country. And in so many places, people paused and listened. We listened and we wept. Years later, I was driving down Market Street near the docks where the Tom and Slayton sets off, and I heard wonderful news. The Supreme Court had ruled on marriage equality. Its decision made marriage equality the law of the land. I pulled the car over to the side of the road, and I put my head in my hands. I wept again, this time with joy. I thought of Karen and Charlie Morgan, members of our congregation who labored tirelessly for basic civil rights for queer families. I thought of family and friends and people I'd married, and again, I was overcome, and I hardly knew what to do with my joy. It brimmed. In the end, I went to church. I came in the side door. I climbed the steep steps to the balcony, and I wrapped my hands around that thick rope that hangs there, and I pulled, and I pulled, and I pulled, and I rang our church bell. It resounded, proclaiming my joy and marking the moment as holy. The church calls us to worship. The church reminds us who we are. We are precious, every one. The love between and among us is sacred, and it is the basis of a full and meaningful life. When love is the guiding force in our communities, in our society, they become sacred too. The bell ringing through town proclaims these values. It reminds us that we are whole and holy and that we are here for love. In the late 1990s, former U.S. Ambassador Swanee Hunt visited the war-ravaged countryside of the Balkan Peninsula. Do you remember those wars? My mentor and friend, the Reverend Kim Crawford Harvey, participated in a group called Women Waging Peace around that time and heard this story directly from Swanee. She says, "In one village there lived a very old woman. For as long as anyone could remember, she heralded the beginning of each day by ringing the church bell, and so the day began in beauty. Many people spoke of this woman's devotion and fortitude, but the church had been bombed. Its tower lay on the ground, its bell silenced. Swanee spent a night in that village. So imagine her surprise to awaken the next morning to the somewhat muffled but nonetheless distinctive sound of a church bell. Swanee stepped into the doorway and saw an amazing sight. The old woman was bent over the fallen church tower. Reaching down into the bell, she lifted the clapper and released it to clang against the side of the bell. Over and over, she bent, lifted, and released. And so the villagers were called to begin again in beauty. The church reminds us there is more to us than the suffering we have endured. There is a transcendent spirit within and among us which cannot be defiled. When the world falls apart, when our lives seem to crumble around us, the church calls us to return. It calls us back into relationship with that sacred center, that mystery, which restores our resilience, stokes our courage, and comforts us in our grief. The bells say, all is not lost. You are here, and you are part of the heart of the holy. In these days when so much is in flux, when so much feels corrupted and ugly, do not forget the power of the church to restore and reconstitute what has been fractured. It is in these times that we must remember most clearly the power and the beauty of which the church is capable and to which the church is called. Like the indomitable old woman in the story, let us rise to the occasion of our moment in history, abetting a return to wholeness, connection, beauty, and love. Do not forget that that is why we are here. The world needs us to remember. And if sometimes you do forget, know that we will be here to remind you. Years ago, I attended a meditation retreat led by Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh. That's him on the cover of your order of service. Thai, as the students called him, is an amazing presence. Standing near him, filled with an abiding peace, an expansive presence, and an enveloping compassion. He gave lectures that weekend, but his strongest teachings were wordless. He sat, he walked, he stopped and looked at a flower, he sipped tea. I have never been instructed so clearly by anyone in my life. especially about a subject so apparently complex as how to live in the world as a fully alive human being. Ty's lessons resound in me still. They are a touchstone to which I return when I need help being kind and present. The retreat took place at Deer Park Monastery in San Diego. The monastics handled the logistics, and there were also 100 or maybe more retreatants present, all people of color, as that was the focus of the weekend. Ty has a practice at his monastery, a ritual related to the temple bell. Each day, a few times a day, an assigned person invites the bell at an unannounced and unscheduled time. When the bell sounds, everyone all over the community stops what they are doing, breathes three deep, slow breaths, and listens. Doing dishes, walking, talking, the whole community stops. The sound is an invitation to drop into the present moment, into one's own body and experience, into the quality of interactions one is having with people or things, into whatever is happening just then. After the silence and the breaths, they say a short verse in their minds. Listen, listen. This wonderful sound brings me back to my true self. And then they continue with what they were doing, refreshed and more present because of the pause. We, all of us, are meant to do more than careen through our days. We are more than doing machines. We are human beings, in bodies, in relationship with one another, and in relationship with the natural world. The church invites us to remember and to cherish the dear privilege of being alive. May the assurance of your holy wholeness resound in you this morning. May it resound in our communities always. May we remember that we are here for love, that it is a gift to be alive. May we remember that that which binds us together, love, is sacred and beautiful and good, and there is resilience to be found in the mystery of it all. There is restoration and consolation and joy. So let these assurances resound in you today and always. Ringing, 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 calling you home. May it be so. Amen.